with the end of days, Yom Hadin HaGadol VeHanora, the ultimate Yom Hadin. And what is the ultimate Yom Hadin? Well, we don't really know. But the only thing that we can relate to in the ultimate Yom Hadin, the dogma, is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Chazal tell us, Adam Nidon B'chol Yom. A person is judged every single day. And then there's another form of din on Rosh Chodesh. Then there's a higher form of din on the Yomim Noiraim. And the din of the Yomim Noiraim is just a me'ain, it's just a small example of what will be the Yom HaDin HaGadol VeHanora La'asid Lava. So what the pasuk here really is saying, is that on the Yom HaDin HaGadol VeHanora, and the only thing that we can relate to with regard to the Yom HaDin HaGadol VeHanora is today, in our lifetimes, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Midei Chodesh B'Chodesho is Rosh Hashanah, u'midei Shabbos B'Shabbata is Yom HaKippurim. Every individual will come and bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam. And it's interesting, on these 2 days of the year, we indeed do so. It's the only 2 days of the year where we fall Korim. We fall Korim, v'anachnu Korim, a part of Aleinu, v'anachnu Korim, u'mishtachavim, u'moidim lefnei melech, malchei amlochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do fall Korim on these 2 days, and this is really what the very end of Yeshaya is alluding to. Yeshaya is discussing Yimos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, very esoteric things, and Chazal tell us the end of the end, the extreme end is the Yom Hadin. The Yom HaDin HaGadol VeHanora, and that really is alluded to the Midei Chodesh B'Chodesh, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat, because that is what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is. It is a dogma of what will be L'Yos Lava. And it's very appropriate for us, nothing happens by coincidence, that we are being Messiah Sefer Yeshaya in between Rosh Hashanah Ben Kesel Asa, in between Chodesh L'Chodeshoy Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat. And one more note, I want to conclude something which many people have asked me over the course of learning, is the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that Yeshaya is kula nechama. The entire Sefer Yeshaya is all nechama from beginning to end. Problem is, what we've learned, probably 70% of Yeshaya is what we call gloom and doom. It doesn't seem to have much comfort. So we discussed different answers. But one thing came to my attention, one very interesting medrash. We learned many times, Yeshaya said Nevuah over a period of 86 years. Yeshaya lived 120 years. The first pasuk in Yeshaya tells us that Yeshaya outlived four kings. Chazoin Yeshaya ben Amos, Asher Chazah, Bimei Uziyohu, Yosam, Ochaz, and Chizkiyahu, four kings. His lifetime spanned 120 years. From those 120 years, he said prophecy for 86 years. The Medrash, Tana Debei Eliyahu Rabbah, asks, exactly at which point in time in his life did he say the good nevuos, the nevuos of Nechama, that we are familiar with from Shiva de Nechemta, from that we lay in the Haftarah, we lay in for the Haftarah from starting after Tisha B'Av through Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. When did Yeshaya give over to Klal Yisrael the good nevuos from Perek Mem to the very end? And the Tana Debei Eliyahu gives a fascinating answer. All of the good nevuos were said during the last 29 years of his life, which coincided with the Malchus of Chizkiyahu. All the nevuos of gloom and doom were said in the earlier part of his life, but when Chizkiyahu took the throne, that's when everything changed. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired Yeshaya only to give over to Klal Yisrael comfort. What's the significance? Why is Chizkiyahu's Malchus related to the Nechamos of good for Klal Yisrael? I think the answer is very simple. We learned this many times in Yeshaya. Chizkiyahu's Malchus was very different than all the other kings. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, the I don't remember the exact pasuk, but the pasuk reads something along the lines of Huchbal Ulo Mipnei Shonen. The yoke of Sancheriv, Melech Ashur, will be broken because of oil. What does that mean? We know that during the time of Chizkiyahu, Klal Yisrael Yerushalayim, Yehuda, was threatened with destruction by Sancheriv, the king of Ashur. And he came very close to succeeding. If not for the great miracle of his soldiers suddenly dying around on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael would have ceased Chas V'Shalom to exist. Why was Klal Yisrael spared? Why did they survive? Pasuk says, because of shomen, oil. What does it mean, oil? So the Gemara explains, Chizkiyahu, he took a sword, he thrust the sword into the Pesach, the shar of the Beis Medrash, and said, anyone that does not come and learn Torah in the Beis Medrash should be pierced, should be killed with this sword. And Chazal tell us, Bodku midon va'ad be'er sheva, they inspected the entire Eretz Yisrael. V'loy matzu, they could not find a tinoik v'tinoikes, ish v'isha, a man or a woman, small child, small young boy, young girl, that was not an expert in the most difficult esoteric portions of the Torah, betumah v'tahara. This was the approach of Chizkiyahu. By Chizkiyahu's Malchus, the number one priority was Limud HaTorah, to study Torah. Baruch Hashem, in this generation, Ach Shadare, we take it for granted. Baruch Hashem, Limud HaTorah is a very great priority. But we have to understand, look back throughout history, and you look throughout time of the Nevi'im, it wasn't always a priority. It wasn't important. Chizkiyahu changed everything in his malchus. This was important, the number one priority. And in this chus, Huchbal Ulo, the yoke of Sancher was broken, was removed because of the oil that was burning in the Beis Medrash late at night for the Talmidim to study and learn Torah. Now we understand the answer to the question. Why was that only during the 29 years of Chizkiyahu did Yeshayahu give over words of Nechama? It's because in this tkufa was a tkufa of Torah. And when the ikar in life is Limud HaTorah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends to this world Divrei Nechama. When Torah is not the ikar, then there are nevuos of gloom and doom. When Limud HaTorah is the number one priority, is the ikar, it's only Nechama, Kula Nechemta. We have here a group here. By this group of people, it's clear that Limud HaTorah is the most important thing. There are many things you can do from 9:30 to 11:30. Yet everyone here has made it their priority to come and to learn the words of the Nevi'im, the word learn Mishneh Berurah, Daf Yomi, Minhagim, all different areas of Torah. Limud HaTorah is the Yikar, and therefore it is a given that this group should be blessed with incredible Siyat Deshmaya and Baracha and the words of Nechama, the words of Yeshayahu, of Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, and all of the Nevuos that follow the incredible Brachas should be bestowed upon the group here who have shown this is their priority and are truly deserving of the Divrei Nechama. Okay, so with this we can conclude. I'm now going to read the Hadron. The Hadron is a little bit different when you make a Siyam on a Sefer of Yeshaya. Just going to change a few words. I just remember, this is from memory, what I remember hearing other Siyumim. Hadron Aloch Sefer Yeshayahu v'hadroch alon. Dat nalach sefer Yeshayahu v'datochlan lo nis nishem yinach sefer Yeshayahu lo sis nishem yinan lo ba'ol mahodin v'lo ba'ol madiyasi hajun lach sefer Yeshayahu v'hadrachalan dat nalach sefer Yeshayahu v'datochlan lo nis nishem yinach sefer Yeshayahu v'lo sis nishem yinan lo ba'ol mahodin v'lo ba'ol madiyasi yotzal b'lo f'nachad b'nei Elohim v'lo yavaseinu shetehei soyrasecho u'man u'seinu b'olam hazeh u'sehei manu l'olam haba chanin bar papa roi bar papa nachma bar papa achoy bar papa abba mar bar papa rafa bar papa rachish bar papa surcha bar papa ada bar papa dor bar papa harav noa adonai Elohim is the base shalom b'finu b'figo samcha base Yisrael v'ni hiya anachnu v'tzetzoyim v'tzetzoyim amcha base shalklanu yoyde eshmech v'lom b'soros soros sechol l'shmo me'oy v'aytichak meni mitzvah secha ki li oylam hi li yehi li bi samim b'chukecha l'man lo yivosh li oylam lo eshach p'kudecha kivam chiyisan b'ruch ato adonai l'amdini chukecha amin 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 t'alavod mo'ide b'anachnu l'fanach al me'elohim v'oseinu ששמת חלקינו מיושב וסמדוש ושמת חלקינו מיושב קנוש אנו משכים והם משכימים אנו משכימים לדברי סוירה והם משכימים לדברים מתהלם אנו עמלים והם עמלים אנו עמלים מקבלים סוחר והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים סוחר אנו רוצים והם רוצים אנו רוצים לחיי הולם הבא והם רוצים לבר שחס שנמר ואת אלוהים תרדים לבר שחס אנשי דומים ומימרו לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אבטח בו חיו עצון בלפני אחד דנוי אלוהינו כשם שעזרתנו לסיים ספר ישעיהו כן תעזרנו להסחיל Sforim, Acherim, Ulasimam, Lilmod, Ululamed, Lishmav Lasos, Ulikayim, Eskol Divrei, Salmud, Toyrosicha, Biahava, Uzuchus, Kol Hanavim, Visalmide Chachomim, Yamoy Lanu, Ulazarenu, Shosomush, Hatar, Mipinu, Pizarenu, Vizera, Zarenu, Adalam, Visiskayim Banu, Behisalecha, Tanche, Osach, Beshach, Bucha, Tishmar, Olecha, Vakitsoy, Sahis, Sichaki, Bi, Yubimech, Yusiv, Lachoshnos, Chaim, Arach Yemen, Bibina, Bismola, Osher, Vichavod, Adnoy Ozamo, Yitain, Adnoy Varech, Esamo, Vashalom. Yiskadal v'yiskadash me'rabam be'olama dihu osa l'ischadosa uli achaya me'isaya uli asoko yoson l'chaye olma uli b'vnei kardo dihu shalem uli shachlala heichle begava uli mekar polchono nukhro aminara uli asava polchono dishmaya li asrei v'yamlich kud shobrichu b'malchusei v'korei b'chaye chonu v'yame chonu v'chaye d'chol b'es Yisrael v'agolo v'zman kore v'yimru amein v'yehei shmei rabam v'yivar Barach liolam uliomel maya. Yis barach v'yishtabach v'yisbar v'yishman v'yisnase v'yisador v'yisalam v'yisalosh meidu kudusha berichu le'ela le'ela mikol berchasa v'shuasa tush berchasa v'nechamasa adam v'yon v'yol mavim romain al Yisrael v'yal rabbanon v'yal talmidehon v'yal kol talmideh salmidehon v'yal kol monde oskan b'yarais adivyas shohadein v'div v'chol asa v'yasar yehe lahon ulechon shalom rabba chino v'chista v'rachamin v'chayna nichin umizan urvichi ufur kona min kodam avundi v'shmaya v'yim romain yehe shalom Rabamin Shemayo Vichayim Tovim Olenu, the Alcol Yisrael Vim Romain, Ose Shalom Bimavu Yase Shalom Olenu, the Alcol Yisrael Vim Romain, Mazel Tov, 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 Mazel Tov. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I can see why they come. You should be my biggest
Torah. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Merci. Yeah, I figured it out. No, that's all right. Shlomo was saying before. You were here, right? You were here when Shlomo was saying.
You didn't have it on.
I know, I forgot. Totally forgot. Totally out of context. Thank you very much. Good job. Thank you very much.
I didn't do too much, but whatever. If I can help anymore.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Many more to you.
Thank you.